Good evening, CRTV's Radio Network Service. The 7 p.m. news with Rita Yuosimbom. In our top stories, the Prime Minister has held discussions with the World Bank's Director of Fragility, Conflict and Violence today in Yaoundé. The director is in Cameroon to present the bank's strategies. Curtains have been drawn today on a week-long celebration of Bilingualism Week across Cameroon. Schools and institutions have showcased cultural performances and exhibitions promoting the harmonious use of English and French. And coming up in sport, some Elite One football teams in Cameroon continue to fight for supremacy and others against relegation this weekend with day 11 matches of the top tier league programmed. We'll have these and more in a moment. An official funeral ceremony decreed by the head of state for the late former minister and member of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism has begun with coffining of his mortal remains at the mortuary of the Yaoundé General Hospital. The head of state was represented by Peter Mafani Musonge, amongst other state personalities. Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward has the details.
He was last seen in public at the Unity Palace last January 10, 2025, during New Year Wishes ceremony, where he exchanged a broad smile and a fraternal handshake with the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The retired senior civil administrator, former minister, and member of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, David Abuema Choi, died few days later on the 15th of January, on his birthday, following a malaise. At the mortuary of the Yaoundé General Hospital this Friday, February 7, it was an atmosphere of melancholy and profound grief on the faces of mourners who turned out massively to pay their last respect to the fallen senior statesman. Cabinet ministers, directors general of state corporations, and a host of distinguished personalities, former colleagues of the deceased, family members, her loved ones were all present for the solemn coffining ceremony that marked the start of the pre-burial ritual and official funeral as decreed by the President of the Republic. Shortly after the arrival, the representative of the head of state and national president of the Bilingualism Commission, Peter Mafani Musonge, the casket of late David Abuema Choi was ushered into the chapel in a solemn procession accompanied by church ministers and military honors.
The memories I have of Minister David Abuema Choi are very positive memories. Memories of a man of values, a man with a high sense of the state, imbued with the high qualities of a patriot and a servant of the state. He evoked those values and those virtues of humility, of openness, and of a great attachment to the fatherland.
During the brief prayer session, the presiding pastor, with inspiration from the Holy Scripture, characterized David Abuema Choi as a humble servant of God and mankind, a man of high moral probity and reputation who served his country with loyalty, pride, and dignity, imploring the Most High to grant him eternal rest in his kingdom. His mortal remains were later conveyed to the Église Presbyterian Camerounais for an elaborate requiem service, where the different eulogies highlighted the multi-dimensional character of the deceased. David Abuema Choi, who died at the age of 81, will be laid to rest this Saturday, February 8, in his hometown Kiki, in Bam and Enugu Division of the Central Region. And in the words of the mourners, may the memory of the departed remain a blessing.
And may his soul rest in peace. In other news, the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph John Gute, has held discussions with the World Bank's Director of Fragility, Conflict and Violence today in Yaoundé. Subhan Chathuri is in Cameroon to present the bank's strategy geared at supporting client states which are facing violence and insecurity to deal with these issues in order to better address development concerns. Star Building correspondent Christine Chiatam reports.
The portfolio of the World Bank in Cameroon is about $4 billion and targets development initiatives in different domains. Aware of the dangers which insecurity can pose to development efforts in client countries, the World Bank has been actively developing an initiative to support countries facing insecurity. The discussions between the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Dangote, and the World Bank delegation focused on the bank's approach to insecurity in client states. Shubham Chaudhuri, Director of Fragility, Conflict and Violence at the World Bank.
Over the last 10 years, but especially the last five, there's a real recognition that one of the main risks to the World Bank helping our member countries make progress on development is the challenges of insecurity, conflict, and violence. So our board, our shareholders, have asked that the World Bank develop, figure out how to better support our member countries that are dealing with this challenge. So in my new role, I'm visiting many of the countries that are like Nigeria, like Cameroon, that are dealing with problems of insecurity and violence to have conversations about what can we do to better help and make progress on development outcomes.
The two parties shared opinions about strategies which could help create a conducive atmosphere for development even in conflict zones. Shubham Chaudhuri, Director of Fragility, Conflict and Violence at the World Bank.
His Excellency, Mr. Prime Minister, kind of recognized this, talked a bit about what the government's thinking was about how, you know, by providing access to economic opportunities, whether it's through roads or jobs, basically, to help catalyze private investment. Also about services, education, healthcare, that's one of the ways in which one can bring communities that are suffering from insecurity and violence more back into create more peaceful conditions for development.
The World Bank Director of Fragility was accompanied to the audience by Sheikh Fantamadi Kante, the bank's country director for Cameroon. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
And from the Star Building, we go over to Bamenda, where the president of the Steering Committee for the Northwest Public Investment Budget has saluted efforts made by various stakeholders in the execution of projects for the year 2024, which stands at 90.33%. Honorable Walang Richard made the remark during the second semester regional participatory follow-up committee in Bamenda, where he also called on stakeholders to get down to work in order to bring the realization of the pending projects to fusion. Mary Ann Lantum reports from Bamenda.
In the year 2024, the sum of 16.7 billion was allocated to the Northwest region for the realization of 577 projects. Out of these projects, 460 have been executed, while 106 are still ongoing. The chairman of the Steering Committee for Public Investment Budget for the Northwest, Honorable Walang Richard, describes the execution as satisfactory.
Physical execution, we are at 90.33%, and financial execution 98 financial, which is encouraging. As compared to the previous years, we will say kudos because we have gone up.
He has, however, called on contractors who are lagging behind to toe the line, else face the sanctions.
This is the moment that we need to stand up and make sure that we make the region going. We have taken decision to see into it that at least they are taken into books for various action to be taken by them.
Honorable Walang Richard gave prizes such as helmets, reams of papers and rain boots to some outstanding council areas like Kambe, Misaje, Yandu, who scored 100% in the realization of their projects. Marianne Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And we stay in the Northwest region, where the regional delegate of secondary education, Ezekiel Baijong, has called on students to reject violence and hate speech, warning that such acts undermine their education and future prospects. Speaking at the close of the National Bilingualism Week, he praised students for their outstanding performances in public exams and emphasized the importance of mastering both English and French to enhance opportunities in bilingual in a bilingual nation. Sylvie Banta reports from Bamenda.
Through sketches, songs, and debates, students in Bamenda used creative performances to educate their peers on the dangers of violence, drug abuse, and the importance of bilingualism, mastering French and English. Rahimatu Muhammad and Tidang Bristol of GBHS Baele in Bamenda say their ability to communicate fluently in both languages has greatly improved their learning experience and will give them better opportunities.
Je suis en Form 5 Special Bilingual. The bilingual option is going to help me both now and in future. Even if I'm to find a job, it will be very easy for me.
11 plus the second is As a citizen of Cameroon, you must know how to speak both English and French.
Northwest Regional Delegate of Secondary Education, Ezekiel Baijong, cautions students against acts of violence and hate speech, stressing that such behaviors disrupt learning and personal growth.
Of recent, there have been lots of cases of children involved in drugs, carrying weapons to school, and other things that are not proper. We have to be cautioning our children against it.
As the National Bilingualism Week wraps up, education stakeholders are calling for more trained bilingual instructors and better resources for pilot schools offering the bilingual option. Sylvie Bantar, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And over in the Far North region, officials in charge of the promotion and teaching of bilingualism have expressed satisfaction with the conduct of activities marking the celebration of the 20th edition of the National Bilingualism Week in the region. This was during the closing ceremony, during which pupils and students from different primary and secondary schools from the Diamari Division showcased their skills in bilingualism through a series of activities ranging from poems, bilingual newscasts, debates, and traditional dances. Emos Enonyaket Agbo report.
Affected by insecurity-plagued challenges as well as natural disasters, the Far North region is gradually regaining its lost glories through the reconstruction of the region, with youths like Abdullahi Amadu key actors in the process.
We carry out activities such as training people in life-saving gestures to possibly intervene in case of need. Also, we raise awareness among young people in particular and the population in general about the importance of peace and respect for Republican values.
Volunteering to him in diverse domains to ensure the development of his region to what he knew in years past is his motivation.
Participate objectively in the reconstruction and to make the crisis disappear as far as possible. The Association Challenge for Sustainable Development works every day for the well-being of the population. The reconstruction of the Far North region is a matter of care of everybody.
Youths like Abdullahi Amadu, passionate to see sustainable developments in the Far North region, is the reason for many actions and projects carried out by the state. Marwa Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
And the Secretary General at the West Governor's Office has affirmed that the West region is ready to take part in celebrations to mark this year's edition of the National Youth Day. Adre Epentetazo made the remark today in Bafsam while supervising a march past operation wherein he hailed the school officials for displaying a near-perfect parade. Kinge Angela Parr reports that the mobilization at the ceremonial ground in Bafsam is huge.
Swing the arms, please. May that arrange the line. The line is not straight.
There were over 200 institutions that took part in the march past rehearsals at the Bafusam ceremonial ground. It was a busy day for instructors under the scorching sun. They guided the students and pupils on the right steps, making sure that they were in synergy. The Secretary General at the West Governor's Office, Audre Epentetazi, who supervised the operation, hailed the participants for their commitment, adding that shortcomings observed will be promptly corrected following an on-the-spot working session.
We want to appreciate the mobilization of all the students. We really appreciate the presence of the regional delegate of youth and his collaborator. We are the technicians. They did what we expected of them. Some few things are still to be corrected. We have to have a meeting after this, and the rest of the instruction will be given. After all this, we are sure that we are going to have a very good march past here on the 11th of February.
The students and pupils have vowed to replicate the performance on the 11th of February.
Young firefighter and Jangdalenera miracle through this march past. I expect to perform well in my march past on the D-Day.
The general march past rehearsals is said to be the last in the build-up to the Youth Day, and officials are upbeat that the celebration this year will be characterized by patrimonial dances from the 10 regions of the country. Kingi Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafusam.
And from Bafoussam, we come back to Yaoundé, where some youths have been drilled on citizenship as they get set for the Youth Day. Officials at the National Museum organized a public event during which students, law enforcement officers, government officials, and craftsmen discussed ways of promoting good citizenship among the youth. Details with Aponse Ate.
The gathering at the National Museum featured representatives of the national security who discussed the procedure for acquiring the national identity card and the importance of living a drug-free life. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Gaidima Abuba James, the initiative will help the younger generation find their path.
We are here today to sensitize the youth to the bad effects of drugs and violence in school milieus. We have to show them many types of drugs, passing from cannabis, shisha, cocaine, to show them that all these drugs has more effect and a link with violence.
On their path, the craftsmen displayed handmade products such as fashionable dresses, artisanal soaps, jewelries, and locally produced chocolates.
Helen Nasangongum. Today I presented on liquid soap. We are wanting to raise a generation which is not totally dependent on the parents. You cannot go to school with a dirty uniform, and your excuse is that my mother or my father was not around to give me soap to wash my uniform. We want to train them, and during this youth week, those who are going to visit the stand, we're going to give them free training.
Participants expressed satisfaction at the event. Jeremy, a high school student, described the session as enlightening.
Interacting with local artisans shows me that starting a successful business is possible with dedication and innovation.
While Cynthia, an attendee, appreciated the exposure to local businesses.
I learned about creative entrepreneurship and how to transform simple ideas into successful products like soap and jewelry.
An event worth organizing another time to go by the participants.
Aponse Ate with that report. And elsewhere, the chairman of the Cameroon Anti-Corruption Commission, CONAC, has taken his anti-corruption crusade to schools. Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Massigams, who was in Konsamba in the littoral region today, installed ethics and integrity clubs in several schools tasked with intensifying anti-corruption fight in their various establishments. Rosaline Forsyth tells us more.
13 schools in the Mungo Division of the Littoral charged with the responsibility of fighting against corruption at their own level. As part of Youth Week activities, the CONAC president, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Massigams, addressed the different educational actors in Konsamba, saying prevention is the most important component of any anti-corruption strategy. Involving students of Konsamba in the National Integrity Education Program of the CONAC, the first deputy SDO of the Mungo officially launched the campaign that gives the integrity clubs the go-ahead to be anti-corruption watchdogs in their schools.
Sensitize them to stop corruption against teachers because it is mainly due to a note or exams students pay teachers for marks.
Take good decisions with other students. I make sure that all of them are treated of the same way. I don't behave with them depending on their capacity.
Sensitizing the students on bribery for marks, sexual harassment, selling of examination question papers and more, the students used the occasion to show their knowledge in these vices via quiz, drawing and dance competition. Rosalind Fosar, CRTV News, Konsamba.
This is the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, and you're listening to the 7 p.m. news. CPDM supporters of Lekki South have been exhorted to close ranks and remain committed to the party to ensure a 100% victory in upcoming presidential election. Honorable Kwasi Songo-Gabriel was speaking as he received New Year wishes from supporters of his constituency. Details with Marie-Claire Doe of CRTV Center.
Leaders of the 21 subsections that make up CPDM Section Lekki South have reaffirmed their total commitment behind their national president, Paul Biya, in the upcoming election. Speaking on behalf of the CPDM supporters of the constituency, their spokesperson, Martheng Onana, said they have come together first in line with one of their social obligations, that of extending New Year wishes to their section president and parliamentarian of Lekki South, Honorable Kwasi Songo-Gabriel. It is also Plateau an occasion for them to take stock of their party's affairs of the previous years and set a roadmap for the future, especially as 2025 is an election year which demands a lot from supporters. After receiving best wishes from his supporters, the MP for Lekki South, Honorable Nkwa Sango Gabriel, thanked them for their loyalty and challenged them to mobilize grassroots supporters enrolled on the Lekan register so as to guarantee 100% success in upcoming elections. Honorable Nkwa Sango again exhorted supporters not to give in to fake promises from the opposition, close ranks, and to remain focused and committed to the CPDM party and its leaders. The ceremony that also saw the participation of sisters constituencies from Lobo, Sa, and Makenene, MPs from Fundi and North, was marked by a presentation of gifts and a common meal. Marie Claire Doe, CRTV News Center.
We talk sports now. The nine matches of the Elite 2 Football Championship are programmed tomorrow in Yaoundé, Chang and Bamenda. Bafmen United and Isosav Limbe will, at the Bambili University Stadium in Bamenda, clash for the top spot in the table. Harrison Ashutiko has the fixtures.
Day 9 of Pool A in the Elite 2 Football Championship this weekend promises to be exciting, with teams battling each other to improve their positions in the ranking. At the Fikafu Technical Centre in Oja, Fit Play Stekase will face Union Sportive of Abomba, who are in the seed position. Just 1 point separates the two teams. After the encounter, ISFAB will aim to unseat Edingspor of Lekki from the third spot. At the Sinajes Stadium in Chang, two clubs at the bottom of the table, Fuvu of Baham and Jiko of Banjun, will clash. Meanwhile, at the Bambili University Stadium in Bamenda, pool leaders Isosa of Limbe and Bafmeng United of Menchum will battle for the top spots. Eglo Royal of the Menwa is on standby.
Harrison Ashutiko reporting. Any more sports news? Some Elite One football teams in Cameroon continue to fight for supremacy and others against relegation this weekend, with the 11 matches of the top tier league programmed. League leaders Colum Sportive of the Ja and Lobo will take on AS Fortuna Omfu in Yaoundé on Sunday, while last placed Young Sport Academy of Bamenda travel to face Canon Sportive of Yaoundé on Monday. Ben Collins, Nyoi Berio with the fixtures.
After a win and a draw in the last two matches, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda, who are currently last in the league standings, will travel to Yaoundé on Monday, hoping to stun Canon Sportive and keep their dreams of escaping the relegation zone alive. While it's going to be a battle for survival for the Yellow Submarines of Bamenda, Canon Sportive, fourth in the league table with 17 points, will be fighting to win and stay closer to the top spot. The top spot that is currently occupied by Colum Sportive of the Ja and Lobo, who will face struggling AS Fortuna Omfu on Sunday at their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. There will be no room for mistakes for the Sagmalima side, who are topping the table with 21 points, 1 point ahead of Gazelle FA and 2 points ahead of Coton Sport, both from Garoua. Coton Sport and Gazelle will clash at the annex of the Room Diadja Stadium in Garoua, and the winner will take a comfortable position at the top of the standings. Other matches will include Dynamo Football Club of Douala versus Panthé Sportive of Dindé at the Bonamosadi Stadium, PWD of Bamenda against 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé at the Young Francis Arena, Victoria United of Limbe will welcome Bambutus of Boda at the Centenary Stadium, Stade Renard of Milan versus Union Sportive of Douala in the Littoral Derby at the Milan Municipal Stadium.
Ben Collins, Nyoiberio reporting. And again, FC Ebolova remain unbeaten this season following their 2-1 win over Authentic Ladies in their Day 10 outing at the Fikafu Technical Center in Oja. Before the match, Amazon Fab won Louvre's Mimprov 1-0, while Itambong defeated Vision Foot 2-1 over at the Bapelepe Stadium in Douala. Kaimanfi and AS Awa played a 1-1 draw. The remaining two matches will be played tomorrow in Yaoundé. And that's it for the 7 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita Your Sembom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.